All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Rudolph's agent came out and put the hammer down. Wouldn't happen, didn't happen, couldn't happen. I understand if some of you are upset if I'm blindly believing to call someone that I believe they're lying. But this comes down to probability, this comes down to sensibility, and it comes down to Myles Garrett's career being at a crossroads and missing out on up to a year of action. The only card he could play, it ain't he put his fingers in my ear hole, it ain't he gouged my eyes, it ain't he called my mom a prostitute, none of it. The only get out of jail free card that Myles Garrett and his representation had is, you know what? Throw to Hail Mary. Say he used the N-word. Say he used a racial slur. Say he went Eastwood in Gran Torino. And for me, I'm sorry. If that's true, that's gross. And that, if I'm the NFL, I wish I could prove it, because I'd suspend his ass forever, because you've just proven you are a grotesque human being. 248-539-9797. David, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if Myles Garrett is telling the truth, but I'll say this. I hope he's telling the truth, because in my mind, if he isn't, he should be done.
Agreed.
And if Mason Rudolph said what he said, his career is over as well. You cannot say that word. You cannot use that on the field. But I also say this. It was 8 seconds left in the game. 8 seconds left in the game. If that word is being told to you, and I hate it, I would be angry if it was being told to me. But it's 8 seconds left. Talk to his teammates. Let him know what you heard. Let them handle it in the locker room. And if the locker room doesn't handle it, see you in 2 weeks on this field, and I'll take care of you. That's what I would do. It's 8 seconds left. You do not want to hear that word. I get it. You get angry. But if that word was said, let the locker room take care of it.
Is it wrong that I'm somehow thinking there's no way Rudolph would do it?
I don't think you're wrong, because I think what you're doing and a lot of people are doing is you just don't want to believe that Mason Rudolph would say this on the field.
But I feel like if he did, he would be a dead man.
Well, he would be a dead man, but not a dead man right then. I think even if his teammates knew he said it, they would still protect him, because in the eyes of football players, you want to protect your quarterback. They will deal with it if they heard it with him in the locker room. That's when they deal with it. So I'm not ready to say that he didn't say it. I don't know what he did. But somebody's career is over with. Either Garrett or Rudolph.
I don't think it is for this reason. Just understand. There's no way to prove it. The only way to prove it is if another player came forward to say, in fact, I heard Mason say it.
Well, here
you can't disprove a negative.
True.
You can't go, I didn't hear him say it. I didn't. Because it could have been a fleeting remark in a private moment, i.e. the two of them 6 inches from each other's face, and he whispered it in his ear hole.
Mm-hmm.
You get my point? Only one side would be provable, and if I don't believe that he said it, you can't end a man's career on hearsay. Now, here's the problem. What Myles Garrett was supposed to do is go in there and show contrition.
Yes, to the commissioner.
I'm disgusted with my actions.
Exactly.
I've embarrassed myself, my family, my team, and this league.
Yes.
I'm asking for mercy here. I can't say I'm sorry enough.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to apologize to Mason. I'd like to apologize to the Pouncies. And look, I got a lot of making up to do. And oh, by the way, I'm going to go into therapy, mm-hmm. right? Maybe he had a shot. You go into that appeal and you go, hold on, what Hail Mary I got here? Oh, yeah, he dropped an N-bomb on me.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Oh, wait a second here.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I still don't remember hearing an apology from Garrett.
That's my whole point.
I have not heard an apology from Garrett. But here's another situation.
Well, hold on. Sully's yelling at you.
There was. Myles Garrett had that written apology to Mason Rudolph. So you're going to write an apology
and then go
to
into the meeting
who
and
called
go,
you.
I am real sorry. You know, hey, by the way, he called me an N-word.
Yeah, where we didn't hear after the game that he called him the N-word.
That's the other
We're
thing,
too. We're only hearing this until there's an appeal.
That's the other thing, is if someone did use a racial slur, I'd be very specific on exactly what they said.
Right after the game.
You know?
This is why I went crazy.
Right after
still
the
wasn't
game.
Cool.
You know why? I'll tell you exactly why. He called me the N-word. He called me X, Y, Z. Oh, I'd get very specific with it.
Well,
what do you mean a, quote, racial slur? Say it. And where was it after the game? Where was it on the field?
It was after the game.
No, where was it on the field?
It was said after the game, not by him, though. We all remember the Josina Anderson tweet that was then deleted, intimating that it was said, and then it was deleted. So somebody in that locker room, that some source told her it was said. It just wasn't said by Myles Garrett immediately after the game.
Because
I think he knew he was going to use it for his appeal.
248-539-9797. We can sink our teeth into this deal. The Lion stuff is there. The Pistons cratering at 4-10. It's all out there. Sully, go ahead. A couple words from you, go ahead.
Well, hold on. I was going to say this one thing.
On my show.
This story came out shortly before the locker room opened in Pittsburgh today for the media to come in there. No player has said anything about him not saying it. Not one player spoke out today on
and
his
said
team.
What? I know Mason. He wouldn't do it, et cetera.
I haven't heard that. And I'm also hearing that Pouncey was mic'd up for the game. So if he was mic'd up for the game, the center for the quarterback, eventually, at some point, the audio is going to come out whether he said it or not.
No,
but
I
not
disagree.
One teammate has come out to defend saying he hasn't said it.
Because you're disproving a negative. It doesn't even dignify a response. Like if a report came out that Sully called you a racial slur, I'm sorry. I wouldn't dignify it with a response. Well, I'd like a comment from the freak. No comment. It's absurd.
No.
I'm not dignifying that. I guess if I'm one of Mason Rudolph's teammates, no, of course I'm not going to release some impassioned speech. I already think Myles Garrett's a scumbag who tried to beat my quarterback with his own helmet. And then to me, looks like he's using the race card to get his suspension lowered. That's crazy.
So the day after the whole Myles Garrett incident, Myles Garrett released this written statement. It said the following: last night, I made a terrible mistake. I lost my cool, and what I did was selfish and unacceptable. I know that we are all responsible for our actions, and I can only prove my true character through my actions moving forward. I want to apologize to Mason Rudolph, my teammates, our entire organization, our fans, and to the NFL. I know I have to be accountable for what happened, learn from my mistake, and I fully intend to do so. So you apologize directly to Mason Rudolph right after the game, and then now all of a sudden you're saying, yeah, I apologize to Mason Rudolph, but he used the N-word at me, so I shouldn't be suspended. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up. Why would you apologize to someone who called you the N-word and you're that pissed off, obviously, about
it? In fact, I'd say I'm not sorry. This is what he did to me, and I am not going to apologize, and I want justice.
It seems like that get-out-of-jail-free card.
Okay. There's the best way to encapsulate it. We don't know what happened. We can only tell you what it looks like, what it sounds like. That's the best I can do. I'm not a mind reader. And until or unless you find out someone's going to come to Myles Garrett's side or someone, look, I can't prove it. I can only tell you what I think is going on here. And it ain't pretty. 248-539-9797.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.